All right, so all you have to do is pick a topic. Big, big day. Welcome to the program. I'm Jim Rome, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket can. Nice to have you here. It is one of those days. There are so many things going on. Pro football, college football, the college football carousel, and more. It's an easy day. An easy day to get after it. So pick up the phone. Hit me up right now. It's good to be with you. I am live. I'm in Southern California. And my interviews do not start until hour number two. Phone number is 1-800-636-8686. Pick up the phone. Hit me up right now. Only radio today. No TV. So audio. So if you're one of those people who's like, nah, Rome, I'm only here to be on TV and radio. I'm not going to make that call on a day when you're not on TV. Well, all right. However, we do have several hundred radio stations which carry this program. Several million people are listening. You can still have an impact. Just pick up the phone, hit me up. It's toll free. Figure out what it is you want to say and what you want to talk about, and I will get you in here. 1-800-636-8686. If you want to participate via social media, you know you can do that. Hit me up on Twitter at Jim Rome, Instagram as well, and I will read an email or two, Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. So the first hour is wide open. Coming up in hour number two, I've got a couple of interviews. Dan Wetzel, a Yahoo Sports columnist, joins me at the top. Jimmy Ward, a DB with the 49ers, joins me at 10:40 Pacific time in hour number three. The head basketball coach at BYU, Mark Pope. All of that coming up. Let me hit you with one more telephone number. This is the voicemail number. We use this on our podcast. I bring it up right now because we have episode number 200 of the Jim Rome podcast, a milestone podcast. Do you want to be a part of that? That's the day or the pod that you should want to get your voicemail on. Number 200. Don't you always want to say, hey, man, they used my call on their 200th episode. Here's the number, 949-385-0447, 949-385-0447. All right, the table is set. Normally on a Tuesday morning, I would open up with a recap of Monday Night Football. But starting with a crap game is going to set a crap tone for the entire program. And really, who needs that? I'm not saying that I won't get to Seattle once again taking a big dump in its pants.
You have a big dump in your pants.
And that Russell Wilson currently looks nothing like Russell Wilson. And that the Seahawks season did not officially end last night. Like, all of that is true. And I will get to all of that. I'm just not going to start with all of that because there are better ways to go. Much better ways to go on this Tuesday morning. In fact, right about now, I'm not sure there's anything better than that so-called carousel for college football coaches. Now, me being the wordsmith that I am, I would generally say that carousel is a good word. But it does not begin to do justice to the insanity of what's going on in the college game right now. Hell, the college football coaching search is a hell of a lot more exciting than college football itself. Literally. I mean, damn, life comes at you fast, doesn't it? Am I right, OU fan? Can you hear me, Notre Dame fan?
Can you hear me, Mad Dog?
Can you hear me, Domer Nation?
Can you hear me, Mad Dog?
On Sunday, for instance, you get that bombshell that Lincoln Riley is leaving Oklahoma for USC. Last night, you get the nuclear bomb that Brian Kelly is leaving Notre Dame for LSU. All right, so why is that a nuclear bomb? Am I overreacting? Not really. It's a nuclear bomb when you realize only a few days ago, Brian Kelly was asked whether or not he would leave Notre Dame, and here's what he had to say.
I think Mike Tomlin had the best line, right? You know, unless that fairy godmother comes by with that, you know, $250 million check, my wife would want to take a look at it first. I'd have to run it by her.
Turns out that fairy godmother is LSU athletic director Scott Woodward. And while the check is not a quarter of a bill, it is fat. Fat enough to get Kelly to bounce. How fat? Well, according to Dennis Dodd, it's in the range of 15 mil per year. 15 mil per. As always, you are worth whatever anybody is willing to pay you. And as I mentioned yesterday, as long as that check does not rubberize, you are worth it. And if somebody is willing to pay Brian Kelly 15 mil per, I'm guessing that's the one he didn't even need to run by his wife. Look, I don't care where you're coaching. I don't care how much you like it where you are. If somebody shows you 15 mil per year, I'm guessing you're going to answer that phone, you're going to jump on their private jet, and you're going to show up the next day for a presser in your new colors. Notre Dame could actually even be in the college football playoff by Saturday night, and Kelly is still leaving. I mean, that's how wild this whole thing is. He's got a good look at a third playoff trip in 4 years, yet he's off to LSU before he can even find out. They probably did have to put a 15 in front of it to get this guy to leave that situation and not finish what he started this season. I'm guessing he probably wasn't even looking to leave. But once again, when somebody pushes a piece of paper across the table and it's got a 15 on it, you're on the next thing, burning out of town. And no, it was not. Well, thank you, Alvin. It was not the cleanest departure. I mean, it never is, right? And this was no different. He blasted out a text to his team last night after 10 p.m. that reportedly read in part, quote, "Men, let me first apologize for the late night text and more importantly for not being able to share the news with you in person that I will be leaving Notre Dame. I'm flying back to South Bend tonight to be able to meet with you in the morning, but the news broke late today, and I'm sorry you found out through social media or news reports." He goes on to say, quote, "I will have more to share when we meet tomorrow at 7 a.m., but for now, just know my love for you is limitless, and I am so proud of all that you have accomplished." He goes on, quote, "Our program is elite because of your hard work and commitment, and I know that will continue. I will share more in the morning when we meet. Again, my sincere apologies for not being able to be the one to share the news directly with you, Coach Kelly." End of text. All right, like I said, these things are never clean, right? But quote, "My love for you is limitless." Now that's rich. That's rich. Well, so is he now. But that's rich. "My love for you is limitless." Yeah, it is. My love for you is limitless. It really is. It's just not 15 mil per. "I love you, men. I really do. Just not as much as I love 15 mil per." Again, I understand. There's no good way for a head coach to leave for another head coaching job. And maybe you do actually love your players and you tell them so. Fine. But probably better not to say that your love for them is limitless, because clearly your love for them does have limits. And clearly you love that number and that opportunity more than you love those guys and the opportunity you had at Notre Dame. Which I get. I'm fine with that. But you probably don't want to say it's limitless. You know, for instance, I'm sure he does feel badly about how that news broke. I'm sure he is proud of his guys. But man, that is an awkward read, right? Awkward. It is awkward.
Awkward.
And if he did feel badly, he did bounce back quickly enough to change his Twitter background to LSU. All right, so bottom line, how does it all play out? What does it all mean? Did LSU get the right guy? Is it the right fit? Is Brian Kelly making the right move? Can he get it done there? We'll see, right? Here's what I would say in his defense. He's won everywhere that he has been. We know he can coach. We know he can lead. And he's done some really good things at Notre Dame. We know this. And he's done some really good things there with the restrictions they have. So you have to think that if he can do that there, he should be able to do it pretty much anywhere. However, the SEC is a different animal altogether. So is recruiting in that conference. So is recruiting in that region of the country. That's the big question. Can he compete with and beat the other alphas in that conference on the recruiting trail? Seems to me it's going to be a matter of developing those relationships with the pipelines in Louisiana. It's a matter of hiring guys who have those relationships and then hitting the road yourself and then living, eating, breathing, sleeping, recruiting. Is Brian Kelly willing to do that? And then even if he is willing to do it, can he execute on that? You know, because on the surface, when you look at it, we're talking about a guy who coached in Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana. That would not seem like the most natural fit for LSU. Then again, doesn't that pretty much describe Nick Saban before he took that LSU job? And yes, I understand, Kelly might not be Saban, but I'll tell you what he's also not. He's not Les Miles, and he's not Coach O, and both of them won national titles at LSU. One more thing, this whole notion of, yeah, but what about the culture? It doesn't seem like a good cultural fit. Yeah, well, to that I would say culture and a cultural fit might not be everything. Like, you won't find a better cultural fit than Coach O at LSU, and look how horribly that ended. So what I'm getting at is this. Brian Kelly at LSU could work. Hell, it should work. And if he ended up winning a national championship there, I wouldn't be shocked. Again, he's a better coach than Miles or O. And yes, I know the SEC is tough. I know there's a lot of pressure there, but it's not like there's not pressure at Notre Dame. So the question is, where does Notre Dame go? Do they promote Marcus Freeman? Do they reach out to Luke Fickle? These are both very logical and smart moves. But then again, Lincoln Riley went to USC, and Kelly's at LSU, so at this point, who knows? Who really knows? Or maybe do they just go the Roger Lodge route?
Urban Meyer is not the next coach at Notre Dame. I'm shaving my head on this program.
Well, the good news about Herb is he'll be asked about it, and then nobody will believe him no matter what he says.
Get out of Dodge.
Hey, listen, it was awkward, and they did get a text from the coach, and that was awkward. But at least they got a text, right? At least they got a text. It's not like Brian Kelly went all Instagram live while boarding that private jet, sipping champagne, pointing his phone out the window, and yelling out, "What's up, Irish Nation?" More specifically, my players, my love for you guys is limitless. Or I should say limited to a private jet. 15 mil per, couple of houses, cars. Hey, look, it's the Notre Dame campus. If you guys look out your tiny dorm windows, you can see the jet I'm on. It's not like that. You're right, my man. Just like Coach Tomlin said.
Never say never, but never.
Unless they drop a big fat check in your lap. And listen, there's no easy way to do it. Let me bottom line this. As far as him going to LSU, if Lester can win a national championship there, if Edward can win a natty there, then there's no reason why Brian Kelly shouldn't do. No reason he shouldn't be able to. If those guys did. Wild times in college football. Where do you come out now? Lincoln Riley to USC. Brian Kelly to LSU. Oklahoma needs a coach. Notre Dame needs a coach. The coaching carousel is actually better than college football. 1-800-636-8686. Yesterday, I was looking for Sooner fan to come in here and share their reaction. Today, Notre Dame fan, are you shocked by this? Who do you want to be your next head coach? How do you think this guy will do at LSU? Now what? 1-800-636-8686. And what do you think old Pervin Liar is thinking right about now? All these jobs opening up, and he's in Jacksonville just getting his clock cleaned every Sunday. What do you think Perv is thinking?
That's devastating.
I'm sure. So we will get into all of these angles. On top of that, I will double back. Normally on a Tuesday morning, I start off by talking about Monday Night Football. Couldn't do that after that story broke, but I will double back. Now what? What do you do if you're Seattle? They get beat. Their season's pretty much over. What do you do with Russell Wilson? He does not look like himself at all. And don't look now, but the WFT is not lost in November. They're making another late run. Bad, bad, bad break for the Nuggets. I will get into that, unfortunately. It's a big Denver Nugget house. And they got a bad break last night. Tiger Woods has made an appearance. He has talked publicly for the first time since his auto accident and has made it pretty clear he'll never make it back as a full-time player again. And actually, you know what? I'm not in any way here to pile on. I'm actually glad to hear that. I'm glad that he's kind of got his head wrapped around that. I mean, obviously, right? So I want to get into comments that he made. And I know you honks were hoping to hear otherwise, but did you really think that it could be anything other than that? So all of that is still ahead. I've got Dan Wetzel coming up next hour, Jimmy Ward next hour, Mark Pope in hour number three, and this hour is wide open. The holidays are here, and so is Fashionable Fitness. Gift yourself a Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 3 5G. It's a phone that folds in half to literally stand on its own. You pair it with the Galaxy Watch 4 for ultimate wellness and wow factor. You can check health stats and flex personal records. Over 90 activities can be tracked, like biking and swimming and golfing and more. Invest in yourself with tech made to crush goals. Holidays open up with Galaxy. Shop it all at Samsung.com. 5G connection and availability may vary. Check with carrier. Products are sold separately.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back. All right, then. It is hour number one. We have open phones in hour number one. I've got two interviews in hour number two. So I'm looking for you to get in here. React. Social media reaction is strong. Now I need the phone callers to get back up here. 1-800-636-8686. Jump in. Somehow Geoff and Lincoln got in. Rome Slice. Call a timeout!
Call timeout!
Call a timeout!
Call timeout!
Regards, Notre Dame boosters trying to make sense of the Brian Kelly situation.
Call timeout!
I'm telling you, life does come at you fast. Things change really quickly. I think that I played that soundbite. Alvin, get that ready one more time. When Brian Kelly said, hey, look, now, I think that Mike Tomlin said it best. Somebody would have to drop a really big check. I think that when he said this, he was not being disingenuous.
I think Mike Tomlin had the best line, right? You know, unless that fairy godmother comes by with that, you know, $250 million check, my wife would want to take a look at it first. I'd have to run it by her.
Like I said, I bet he didn't even have to run that by her. 15 mil is 15 mil. Like, when he said that, there wasn't a $15 million check per sitting in front of him. So I don't think he was disingenuous when he said that. LSU saw that carousel, so to speak, start spinning. And maybe they don't get the guy they want. Maybe they don't get the second guy they want. But they know they better get somebody. And they better get somebody who matters. And in order to get somebody who matters, they got to throw some money at it. A lot of money. So you push a piece of paper across the table and it's got a 15 on it, yeah, the guy's going to bounce. You never expect somebody to leave Oklahoma on their own fruition. That happened. Brian Kelly, he's got a really good thing going here. Not only does he have a good thing going this year, he has arguably a better thing going next year and then the year after that. He's doing really well where he is and especially in recruiting. So if you're LSU and you want to take a big swing and you want to get a guy who really matters, you're going to have to put a big number in front of him. And they did. Brian in San Pedro tweets, my love for you is limitless. Signed Herb on his way out for that night in his Ohio State sweater.
Get out of Dodge.
This one says, quote, Kelly's departure tweet was real sincere. Yours truly, I'll call you in the morning, and of course, I'll leave my wife and kids for you. Signed, Mike in Lexington, on Wisconsin. Like I said, these things are never clean. They aren't. I'm even fine if you were to say, hey, men, I love you. I'm sorry you found out like this. I'll see you in the morning. I'm just not sure that I would say my love for you is limitless, because if his love for them was limitless, he'd still be there. Of course, there are limits. 15 mil per. Again, I'm not even blaming this guy for leaving. Or even necessarily for how he's leaving. Although it's not that clean. Their season's not over yet. They have a look at something significant. Like Lincoln Riley. They just lost Oklahoma State. I mean, that's a different situation. They're not still in the hunt. Notre Dame is. But 15 mil is 15 mil. Rome, can you believe the Notre Dame job is open. That is the second thing to drop in my lap this season. Signed Herb. I mean, think of all the jobs that Herb would have an interest in that either were open or are open. That USC job, he was rumored to have an interest in forever. That opened up. The Notre Dame job, if there's one job that Herb would want more than the USC job, it's the Notre Dame job. We know he loves that gig. That's open now. And again, he's getting his brains beaten in every Sunday in Jacksonville, and things are getting worse, not better. Man, what do you think is going through that guy's head right now? Hey, Rome, did you say that Brian Kelly is getting paid $15 million a year? What's he even done to deserve that much money? Regards, James Franklin. Like I said, we've covered this already. As long as somebody's willing to give you that money, you're worth that amount of money. If you're Brian Kelly and somebody's offering you $15 million and you're at Notre Dame and you've gone and you've won a lot of games and you haven't won a national championship, but you know what you're bumping up against and things are good and recruiting is good, but they're not paying him $15 million there. I don't know exactly what he was making there, but I would imagine nowhere near $15 million. And Notre Dame's not going to get to $15 million. Can you blame the guy for leaving? Everybody wanted to take a run at this guy, I'm guessing would do the exact same thing. But no, it's never clean to leave, and especially in the middle of a season or towards the end of a season when they've got to look at something. Carl writes, Brian Kelly could have found a better way to leave his job. Signed Bobby Petrino. He still did it better than Petrino. As long as he's not leaving notes on lockers in the middle of a night, in the middle of a season, he's still doing a better job. An email blast or a text blast is still better than a note on an NFL locker in the middle of the night. So, Notre Dame fans, where do you come out on this? 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Sacramento. Get a phone call in here. I said it's open phones, so take your shot. We go to Sacramento. Patrick, it's good to have you. Patrick, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Jim?
Good, dude. What's up?
Not much. I just wanted to, you know, give Brian Kelly a little backing in. Justify his actions by saying that in the stadium a couple weeks ago, or if not last week, they showed a video of Brian Kelly, and the stadium gave more boos than they did cheers. And so if there's any salt, you know, fell in the way Brian Kelly is leaving, you know, immediately changing his Twitter profile picture to the LSU colors, then it's meant to be there. Brian Kelly is maybe showing a little bit of frustration with the fan base that didn't give him support for being the most winningest coach in Notre Dame history.
Hey, listen, in terms of, and I said it myself, thank you, Patrick, he changed that Twitter bio pretty quickly. Once it's out there, you have to. Once it's out there, you have to change as quickly as you possibly can. So I understand that. Just as I understand this guy at that age, at this point in his life, taking that shot there. I'm not even saying that he was looking to leave. I'm not even saying that he was generally dissatisfied with the fan base or how he was treated. But when somebody comes at you the way LSU did and said, here's $15 million per, come down here. I would imagine at that point in his life, for that amount of money, to get that shot, that opportunity, who's going to say no to that? As much as he likes it where he is, and that's a grinder now, Notre Dame. That's a tough, tough gig. That grinds guys up, spits them out. He actually got better and stronger as he went. He's still recruiting really well. He's still functioning and coaching at a really high level. I could see where that guy might say, though, after all that time, and with that paycheck, all right, let's not act like the money doesn't matter. With that paycheck and that opportunity at age 60, I could see where this guy might say, you know what? I'm going to take one more big swing. I want to go down there and see what I can do. Hell, Coach O won a natty there. Lester won a natty there. Nick Saban had a similar background in where he had coached. I'm not saying that Kelly's Saban, but I also am saying that Kelly's not O or Lester. I can't really blame that guy for taking that shot. And then if you're going to take that shot, and they're putting that kind of money in front of you, they're not going to say, yeah, take your time. Whenever you get around to coming here, that's fine. They're not going to say that. They're going to need that guy, and they're going to need that guy yesterday if he wants that offer. So there really is no clean way to do it. It's a wild time. I mean, Lincoln Riley is the coach at USC. I could barely get my head wrapped around that. And then this guy bounces for LSU. Where do you come out on this? Notre Dame fans, you especially, I want to know. Do you have an issue with this, or are you looking forward to the future? You've got your phone number. Dan Wetzel is coming up next hour. I want to talk about last night's game, too. Seattle and Washington. It feels like I have to do it every single week, but as good as the NFL season has been, it feels like there's always some dog in prime time. Last night was another example of that. I'll get to that momentarily. First up, I got to...
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, so a couple of interesting things going on right now. Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. You know, social media is like both the best and worst thing ever. There are times when social media is so useful and so productive, and it makes the world a much better place, and it's changed the world. And then there are other times when it's just a cesspool, and it's the worst thing ever, and it's so toxic, and it's filled with so much hate. But there are times when you can use it and take advantage of it, and you can learn things and connect with people and bring the entire world together. As an example, remember former NBAer Marcin Gortat? Remember him. Funny dude, right? He has this amazing thread going right now. And it starts off, he tweets, quote, "Okay, seriously now. I run out of gas in my boat on the middle of the lake down in Orlando. First, who will bring me a half a gallon of gasoline, I will pay $1,000. And then a series of emojis, a fire emoji and hands up emoji and praying hands emoji. I mean, pretty interesting, right? You got a former NBAer stranded on a lake. Stranded on a lake. And it's in Orlando. You know Eric in Orlando is on that. Where is Eric in Orlando? If anybody is going to bail this guy out, it's got to be Eric in Orlando. Not only because there's $1,000, it's $1,000 reward for a half a gallon of gasoline. But you know, that's the man to take that on. But then, before Eric could even react, he also posts a picture, quote, "safe by a woman." And they show Marcin on his boat getting a tow. Not gasoline, but getting a tow. Like somebody found him and gave him a tow. There's also another picture of him, the second of three, where he tweets, quote, "I'm dead serious now. Hashtag no joke." He's just sitting there on his boat, just living the life, being retired, being out of gas. That's a real thing now. I know this because I owned a boat, believe it or not. I owned a boat. When we go to northern Wisconsin and we're on Catfish Lake, we now rent. But you got to fuel up now. There's a whole life. There's a whole life to that. We fuel up the jet skis. We fuel up the boat. You do not want to run out of gas. As far as the backstory on Gortat, this was a badass now, remember? I mean, he's a funny dude with a great personality, but he was a badass. Remember, his old man was a bronze medalist in boxing. He fought Leon Spinks. Like, that was one dude you did not want to mess with. You know, there are certain guys in the association that kind of fake tough. Certain guys who kind of front like they're like that. And then other guys you know not to mess with. This would be one of those guys. So if you see this guy, I would not talk junk about him running out of gas on the lake. Just living the retirement life, running out of gas on a lake. All right, so that's one thing that's going on right now. I want to go back to some of you who are trying to make the comparison of Brian Kelly to Bobby Petrino. Yeah, I know that's a great story, and whenever you can relate something back to Petrino, you can. But whenever you do that, remember the very best thing about Petrino. The best thing about a guy quitting on his team in the middle of the night with a note on their respective lockers. Never mind that he didn't gather the team together, look everybody right in the eye and say, fellas, I'm leaving. And here's why I'm leaving. You know, never mind that every head coach always will say, man, you stay together. You stay together. You don't fracture. You have each other's back. You go to war with each other. Never mind that this guy left in the middle of the night and did so by note. The best part of that was Mike Zimmer's reaction. Never forget that. Zimmer was Petrino's defensive coordinator with the Falcons at that time. When that went down, he told the Cincinnati Inquirer that Petrino is, quote, a gutless bastard. Quote that. I don't give a bleep. Zimmer said that. And when told that the paper could not print the word bastard, he said, and I quote, how about this? Gutless MF. You can use that. End of quote. So if you're going to reset Bobby Petrino quitting, or Petrino laying his hog down with some co-ed on the back of it and leaving half his face on the asphalt, always include Zimmer's reaction. Because that was incredible. And he's not the only one. Remember Warwick Dunn, one of the classiest individuals ever. Ever. I had him on the show. He was on that team. I asked him what his thoughts were about Petrino leaving in the middle of the night and leaving via letter or note on lockers.
The biggest problem for us was Bobby Petrino. He just wasn't a good guy. You can't, for 6 months, tell guys to buy into your system, to believe in what you're believing in, but you're doing everything to hold up your end. And he didn't do that. To leave us a letter in our locker when he decided to leave, that was just disrespectful. You don't play a game on Monday night and leave the next day. To me, that just says, you know what, I didn't care about this thing anyway.
That's something. Warwick Dunn just did not blow guys up like that. Warwick Dunn is all class, great guy. He just said it point blank. Bobby Petrino was not a good guy. And for him to spend 6 months telling us all, stay together, and then to bust out on us like that. So always remember those things. Here's a guy saying, quote, this is Spicoli69. Consider the handle before I read the tweet. At Spicoli69. Quote, I have zero issue with Brian Kelly leaving. In fact, I'm thrilled. Nobody lost big games like Brian. The issue I have is not finishing the season. There is little to no advantage for anyone bolting now. Wait until January 2nd, 8th, finish what you started. All right, Spicoli. I have no issue with you having no issue with him leaving. I have no issue with you saying, in fact, I'm thrilled. I don't even have a huge issue with you saying that nobody lost big games like Brian Kelly. However, you're wrong when you say that there is little to no advantage for anybody bolting right now. There's actually a large advantage to LSU getting him right now. The early signing deadline is 2 weeks from tomorrow. You have to go right now. Just like he had to change his Twitter background right now. Why do you think he did that right now? Why do you think the news broke before he could tell the team himself? Because he had to leave right now. If you're going to do it, you do it right this second. Because it's all about recruiting and building a staff and putting things in place and preparing. Of course, if you're LSU, and part of the reason you gave him that kind of money, it's to get him to leave right now. You think LSU is going to sit back at this critical juncture and say, hey, yo, Bri, whenever you get around to it, you finish what you started there. You do what you have to do. We'll be here. No one's going anywhere. Come on, dude. Get real. Of course he left right now. It's an extremely critical period right now. Why do you think he did it? So that's not true. That's just not accurate. This Petrino note is amazing. He writes a note. I'm looking at it. Atlanta Falcons players, out of my respect for you, I'm letting you know that with a heavy heart, I resign today as the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. This decision was not easy, but was made in the best interest of me and my family. While my desire would have been to finish out what has been a difficult season for us all, circumstances did not allow me to do so. I appreciate your hard work and wish you the best. Sincerely, Bobby Petrino. Dude, this guy quit an NFL job in the middle of the night by leaving that note on their lockers. Like what? My man, did you Xerox copy like 75 of those things? You just see this guy at the Xerox machine, at the copier machine. Hey, man, anybody got any tape? I need some Scotch tape. Ah, damn. I need some bulk white paper. And it's hard to imagine this is even a real thing. An NFL coach quit like that. It's incredible. Not only in the middle of the season, but in the middle of the night and by typed letter that was just taped to lockers. That is insane. I wonder if he wrote that himself. And he signed it, sincerely, Bobby Petrino. Oh, and what do you know? This is really shocking to me. So I mentioned that Marcin Gortat tweet where he's like, hey, man, I'm out of gas. He tweeted it. I'll give $1,000 to anybody who's got a half a gallon of gasoline. And just like that, here come the Bison Daily tweets. Unbelievable. Here's one. And I mentioned how social media is both the best and worst thing in the world. Hey, Rome, how badly does Bison Daily wish he had Twitter? Yeah, that's bad enough. And even worse when you realize James Kelly sent that to me. Kelly, for the last time. A dude being lost at sea and murdered? That's like, it's still too soon, big head. It will always be too soon. It'll never be funny. I expect that from moron clones, but not from a moron employee. Come on, man. Like I said, dude, if you keep identifying with them and encouraging them, you will soon be one of them. You need to make a choice, James. I know this is really hard on you. Do you want to be a clone or do you want to be a member of the XR4TI? You cannot do both. I don't know, boss. If only we had Twitter back in 02. Yeah, I don't think that would have saved his life. It just got Gortat back to dry land. It is pretty funny, though. You could have a former NBAer on a lake, out of gas, thumbing out a tweet, and the next thing you know, he's getting a tow from some woman. I wonder if he paid her $1,000. I'll give you $1,000. Meanwhile, Eric in Orlando's out there like frantically searching for the big fella. I got a boat.
I don't fish on boats, okay, Matt?
I'm saving Marcin on a boat. What a world, man. Beauregard's Butler is in, dear South Bend. We are currently preparing to move our operations to your area. Details coming soon. Sincerely, the Urban Chop House, a.k.a. Buddy's Skank House.
Buddy!
To get off Buddy's back, man. Buddy needed a night out. Squirrel 2, quote, running out of gas will never be an issue for me. Yours, Ian Poulter. Okay, so now we're to the flatulence part of the program. Mature. Very mature. Oh, and what do you know? James Kelly thought that was funny. Of course you did, head. Bella B is in. Quote, help me out here. I can't keep the slime ball college coaches straight. Is Bobby Petrino the guy that got nice in a restaurant, or is that Rick Pitino? Wow, B.
War Lady Clones.
Let me repeat that really quickly. Help me out here. I can't keep the slime ball college coaches straight. Is Bobby Petrino the guy that got nice in a restaurant, or is that Rick Pitino? That's Rick Pitino, B. That would be Rick Pitino. Bobby Petrino is the guy that was on the hog with a co-ed on the back, and he laid it on the ground and left half his face on the asphalt and quit as coach of the Falcons in the middle of the night and left a note. Rick Pitino is the guy who got nice with the gal in that restaurant. Bella B. wore lady clones. Bell, I think you knew the answer to that question. I think you're just pushing buttons now, B. All right, so that's what we did with hour number one. That's what we did with our open phone segment for hour number one. Wild stuff. What I still want to get into is Monday Night Football. Normally on Tuesday morning, I lead with Monday Night Football, but not when Brian Kelly is bouncing from Notre Dame to go to LSU. I'm actually kind of fascinated by that fit. It wouldn't seem like it would be a good cultural fit, but the best possible cultural fit was Coach O and LSU, and look how badly that ended. And if Coach O can win a national championship there, and if Lester can win a national championship there, wouldn't stand a reason that Brian Kelly should be able to win a national championship there. Dan Wetzel, when we come back. Jimmy Ward. The Niners are playing really well right now. Jimmy Ward in hour number two. And my phone lines are still open. Go ahead and use them. Second hour coming up next. I am Jim Roman, SoCal. Do not go anywhere.